The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Forum for Nonprofits, presented as a public service by the Beasley Broadcast Group, hosted by a representative of the Spirit of Giving Network. To volunteer for the Spirit of Giving Network, call 561-385-0144. Now, here's today's show.
Welcome, everyone, from the nonprofit community. We are so lucky to be here today with a Shisu Rescue. Say that a few times, right? Shisu Rescue Organization in Broward. But I'm Kara Zimmerman and Spirit of Giving Network. I want to give a shout out to them for being the sponsors of this wonderful forum, a voice for nonprofits to come in and talk about what they're doing so that we in the community can learn more about these organizations and how we can help. And, you know, I was personally excited to learn about the Shisu Rescue organization because my parents had a Shih Tzu named Tiger Woods. My dad was a golfer, and they got this little dog, and my mom didn't want a dog, but he brought a tiger home. And that, as you know, Stephanie Hochberger, we have our guest speaker, Stephanie. She's the was a volunteer and probably always will be, and a board member for the organization. But right, I was telling Stephanie, thank you for coming.
Oh, I'm so honored to be here. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, we're going to learn so much about this breed of dog and why there's actually a rescue, right, for the Shih Tzu. Are there rescue organizations for all dogs or in...
There are many breed-specific rescues. We've been around a long time. And I think most people, you know, are seeing Shih Tzu's more of a, you know, common breed. You see them on the streets. They really have grown in popularity. But at Shih Tzu Rescue, we actually have not just, you know, we have a lot of them, but we have dogs, companion dogs of all shapes and sizes. We have Lhasas. We have Malteses. We have, you know, our big guys who we love, and everybody, you know, is there together on the same, you know, sanctuary area or campus. And so we try to do as much good for as many dogs as possible. Of course, most of them are, you know, the little Shih Tzu guys. That's what I have at home. But it's a great place.
Wow. I was just picturing that you had those the little guys, and I saw your picture with two. But they are so smart. My parents' dog, Tiger Woods, he really was intuitive to my mom. My mom was very ill for a long time, and she would lay on the couch. And when she laid on the couch, Tiger was literally on her.
Right, right. And that's what we say. I mean, they're truly companion animals. They're truly your best friend. They understand things that, you know, other people don't. And I have to tell you, I'm currently about 5.5 months pregnant. And
I was going to ask, but you know, you're not supposed to ask, but I was
my littlest dog, you know, she, you know, is a Shih Tzu Lhasa mixed with a little Chihuahua thrown in there. She's absolutely gorgeous, but she sort of sensed that there was a baby coming. I mean, these dogs really understand us in ways that we don't yet have a grasp on. And they're really the most magical, happiest little creatures, and we just are so privileged to be able to be around them each and every day, and you know, we try to give back to them as much as we can because they do so much for people like your mom, people like me, and everybody who is so touched by, you know, the animal that truly is their best little buddy.
Yeah, what is it about this dog, the Shih Tzu, that, should I say, sets them apart from other breeds? And I'll ask my other question a little bit later. But
sure.
But what do you see as far as is there a difference? Because there's so many little breeds,
right?
You see
right.
Now the Yorkies and
right. You know, I think that every dog truly is unique, and it's hard to characterize just the Shih Tzu overall, right? Because I have two, and they're as different as night and day. I have my 13-year-old, you know, older guy, and then the 2-year-old younger girl. And so they're absolutely personality-wise night and day different. So really all of our dogs are so unique. But a Shih Tzu just has this gorgeous little smiley face, and they're so happy. and they're, you know, they're the lion dog. And
is that what it means, Shih Tzu?
There's
Chinese,
they
I
have
think,
so
sure.
many. Yes, they have so many different, you know, chrysanthemum dog is another nickname because of the way their hair grows, you know, up over their eyes when you have to groom it a certain way. They have all sorts of nicknames, but they're this little, you know, little structure, but they have so much heart and there's so much there. And, you know, of course they're beautiful and cute, but they just are, you know, so special. And all of our dogs, we truly feel that they're all so special, whether they're a Shih Tzu or whether they're, you know,
that's a good way of putting it. I like that they're like people. I mean, like you're going to see when you have children, when you have more than this one, you're going to see, wow, they're so different. How could they be brother or sister or sisters?
Exactly.
Right?
Yes.
Same with the dogs, I hear.
Absolutely. So we are just, like I said before, you know, trying to do the most good for the most dogs. I just want to tell you how Shih Tzu Rescue got started.
Yeah.
It's a very interesting story. The founders of the rescue have been dog lovers their entire life, and they've been doing this going back 20 plus years. And in the rescue community, this is forever. I mean, not many organizations have been along, privately run organizations have been around for quite this long. And they started, Eric and Harriet Rickenbach, they started by donating to animal welfare causes. They met people in the rescue community. They would donate money to them because they saw the good work that these individuals were doing. And one day they went down to Miami-Dade Animal Shelter, which we all know is a kill shelter. After hearing that there was this little dog there, a little white dog that had a blue bow, and he was going to be killed. And on that day, they saved their Justin, whom they love the rest of his days. But what sets them apart, the founders apart, is not only did they take Justin, but they saw three other dogs that were going to be killed.
Yeah.
So they took all four of them.
Yeah.
And, you know, basically they started rescuing themselves, and they would rent space at veterinary clinics, you know, and just to save these precious lives. And from there, they realized that, you know, they could do something more. And they lost their precious Baba Joy and Ivy Cookie, who were the loves of their life, their equivalent to your parents' Tiger Wood. And when they passed away after doing everything they could possibly do for these dogs, they said, what can we do to make a greater impact? And that's when they purchased the kennel, the sanctuary, the campus, whatever you want to call it, that we're still at today. And in that time, they've saved thousands of dogs, over 3,000 dogs. And this is a husband and wife team that started this, which, think of the dedication, you know, and they had successful business that they were running on the side. I mean, they really put blood, sweat, and tears into this cause. And I look back at what they do and I can't imagine, you know, because I just came in and it's already established and it's this well-oiled machine, and they really have built this from the ground up. So now every day, you know, they are saving dogs and they are finding loving forever homes for these animals. It's really remarkable.
Well, so that's how you found them, right? Online? How did
I
that is remarkable.
I was living up in New York, and I found them online, shihtzurescue.org, and I called them, and I said, hi, my name's Stephanie. I'm moving down to Florida. I want to volunteer. And that's sort of how it started. I started showing up, and I would walk the dogs, and I would really see how the dogs were cared for, how they were loved. And, you know, these are dogs that you know, come from terrible circumstances, and the stories that you hear, you know, could make you cry because they're just really so terrible. And so you take this dog who comes in, who, you know, who's had just, you know, the worst history imaginable. And we look at them and we say, don't worry, buddy, we're going to make your life better. We're going to find you a mom and a dad or a family or whoever that, you know, you're going to be happy for the rest of your days. And that's our solemn promise to every single dog that we bring in. And we keep that promise. So I would go in and, you know, of course you fall in love with every single dog. You want to take them.
The house would be full.
Right. You want to take them all home.
I can't believe you only have two.
Right.
Steph.
Right. Well,
yeah.
I talked to my husband,
yeah.
But
yeah,
but, exactly. So it's truly remarkable because the dogs come first, second, and third. They are, you know, the most important aspect of what we're doing. And Shih Tzu Rescue is really set apart because, you know, we have this sanctuary. We have these outdoor spaces for the dogs. We have places for volunteers to walk them. You know, they have yards to play in. And none of them live in cages. They're not little, you know, they're not stuffed in cages like you see, you know, in the terrible kill shelters. A lot of them live, you know, they coexist, assuming they're very friendly with other dogs. They coexist with their friends, you know, in a room, perhaps this size, four of them live there together so that they're never, you know, by themselves. They have playpens that they can lay down and sleep every which way, and they're comfortable. We have full-time staff members, two of whom actually live on campus, because you never know when there could be an emergency. So that's another huge thing that sets us apart, is that our dogs are never alone, and there's always somebody there if, God forbid, one of the dogs needs them.
Wow. Yeah. So what about veterinarian services? Do vets come and...
We have vet techs on staff, and we have a vet that we use. When a dog comes in, every single dog is taken to the vet, you know, and many of our dogs come in and you know, they get the full workup to make sure that they're healthy. And sometimes a dog comes in and it's a terrible neglect case, and we can say, oh, dear, we know that this dog is really, you know, in bad shape, and we take him to the vet, and really we spend whatever needs to be spent to get this dog healthy and happy, to give him or her their best chance at happiness. And other dogs come in and they look perfectly healthy, and then we uncover, you know, some other major issue. One of our recently adopted dogs, Eastwood, came in.
Eastwood,
exactly. He came in, it was a few months ago now, and he was truly within hours of death. Oh, he had over 1,000 ticks on his little body.
Oh,
gorgeous, gorgeous dog. And he needed blood transfusions in order to survive. And Shih Tzu Rescue said, let's give this dog a fighting chance. And his bill was not small. But what we do is, you know, we go ahead, we do what we need to do, and we ask the public for donations afterwards, because some dogs, you know, may only cost $75 because they're healthy and it was just a checkup and whatever else. But other dogs may cost upwards into the thousands of dollars. And so Eastwood is one of our wonderful success stories. He is a survivor. He recently went home with his new mom and dad. And so, you know, he's living the life now. But had Shih Tzu Rescue not... Oh. Stepped in and not, you know, had, you know, a volunteer get him to the hospital, Eastwood wouldn't be here with us today. So everything we do is for the dogs. You know, we all are proud, crazy dog people, because
People are nice.
Dog people are the best people.
Right. That's how you meet people. You walk your dog. I told my son, he's supposed to meet someone. I go, look at a guy, get a dog.
Right.
And start walking the dog.
Right. Right.
And that's how girls are going to come up to you. Oh, isn't that cute? He's like,
exactly.
Oh, thanks, Mom.
Exactly.
Right.
Okay. Well, I will say that my husband came with my oldest dog. So it does, right? It may actually work.
It is a magnet.
Yes, absolutely.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're out there, forget match.com. You just need to get a dog. No, not just kidding.
Exactly.
And walk the dog and away you go. But thank goodness for what you're doing and the work that you do. And it sounds like your organization, certainly Shih Tzu Rescue organization, certainly sets itself apart from others, just because you said the longevity of how long you've been there. And
right, we've been there a long time. You know, I think it's important to note that we don't seek out dogs, right? We have a waiting list of dogs trying to come to us, because we have the reputation where individuals know that if they have to give up their dog, their life isn't going to be in jeopardy if they're safe at Shih Tzu Rescue, you know? And not only that, but the dog is going to be fully vetted. One of a cause that we see as to why people give their dogs away are that they can't afford the medical care. And it's so unfortunate, but, you know, we get these dogs and they're perfect, besides the fact that they, you know, maybe need some heartworm treatment, which, you know, of course adds up, but we take in as many dogs, you know, that we can help. And, you know, there's always a waiting list. So I think that speaks to who we are and what we do. And I think something else that sets us apart are our bonded pairs. And so anybody who's listening right now, if you're not, don't do it while you're driving because that's dangerous. But when you get to the next red light, if you go to shihtzurescue.org and you look at our adoptable dogs, you'll see bonded pairs. And
what
there
does that
aren't
mean?
Many. Bonded pairs means that you've got a mom and a baby or a brother and a sister or two dogs that have just lived their entire life together. And not many organizations do this, but these dogs are adopted. They come in together and they're adopted out together. They in and of themselves are their own family unit. So, you know, they've been each other's constant throughout all the turmoil before they came to Shih Tzu Rescue. And so to break them up would be heartbreaking, you know? And so we make sure that, you know, they go to a house that has room for, we call it Love Times Two, and they can stay together. And so it's really keeping them together. They're in a brand new environment at Shih Tzu Rescue. We want them to stay together. And, you know, just off the top of my head, we have Bill and Ted. We have Coco Boy and Ginger Joy. We have Sophia and Toby. We have Polly Rose and Molly Joy. We have all these gorgeous little bonded pairs that are waiting for somebody to take both of them home. And what's better than one dog?
Two.
Exactly.
Well, that's awesome. Well, with that said, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to find out when we get back how we can get two at least from you.
Okay, wonderful.
Thank you.
Need to get some rest. This is the worst headache ever.
Right arm's all tingly all of a sudden. Must have slept on it last night.
I keep losing my balance. These old bones need some exercise.
Granddaddy, what you just said doesn't even make sense. It sounds like gibberish.
Signs like these could be more than what they seem. They could be a sign of stroke.
Sudden weakness or numbness of the face, arm, or leg.
Sudden trouble with vision in one or both eyes.
Sudden trouble walking or difficulty with balance.
Or a sudden intense headache that comes out of nowhere.
If you or someone you know has any of these symptoms, don't wait. Call 911 immediately. You could make a difference in someone's life, someone you love, maybe even your own.
Time lost is brain lost.
Find out more at powertoendstroke.org. Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
Hey, welcome back, nonprofit community. This is Kara Zimmerman with the Spirit of Giving Network sponsoring our show today with the Shih Tzu Rescue organization down in Broward. And we're here with Stephanie Hochberger, and she is the volunteer now major board member and spokeswoman for such an amazing cause. And she has enlightened me that it isn't just the Shih Tzus that they rescue, but quite a few other dogs as well. And we were talking about the bonded pairs.
Exactly.
How cute.
Exactly. Yes.
And they go trotting off together to their new home.
Yes.
Well, tell me, I know you said there was a waiting list for dogs. Well, what about, is there a waiting list for people to get
there
the dogs?
There is a waiting list. And you know, it's so hard to explain to people who see a dog that they love online or they love on Facebook and they put an application in, and, you know, people have to understand that we are, we all have our 9-to-5 day jobs, and we are volunteer. yes, we are volunteer based.
Yeah.
And so sometimes it does take a little bit longer to process those applications. But when an application comes in and we're able to do the, the references and call the vet and talk to the person, and we're very thorough because we want to make sure that whoever we adopt a dog out to isn't going to turn around and have cause to get rid of the dog. We say forever homes, and we mean it, and a dog is a commitment. And so, once we find somebody and their application has been approved, we let them come on out to the campus, and we sort of try to find the dog that we think is perfect for them, right? A lot of times they say, I'm interested in so-and-so, and they get to see so-and-so, and so-and-so is not having it that day, right? But you find another dog who maybe they didn't look at before, and we try to make, a match made in heaven for the person and for the dog so that they can live out, the rest of their days making their owner smile for all of their eternity. And so it's a very special place. It's a special process. It does take some time, so we always ask for patience just because of the volume that we get in. And, you know, if we had people doing applications all day long, that would be great. But at the same time, we're still trying to, you know, run a shelter. So it takes, you know, some time to organize everything else that goes on that
you're
sure
talking about. You think about it. I mean, you're talking about, think about this, running the shelter. So you've got cleaning the kennels and
right.
And the food and
right.
feeding them and walking them.
It goes on and on. Yeah. I mean, special, you know, picking up special medications for a dog who may need a particular eye drop and making sure that that's administered to the dog. And, you know, really, you know, Shih Tzus are prone to certain, you know, skin irritants, you know, any dog that comes in off the streets, you don't know what condition they're in. So, you know, it's a well-oiled machine, but it does take a tremendous amount of effort. And we are, you know, constantly looking for ways that we can improve. And one of the ways, of course, is, you know, by having the public community support us, which is how we've been able to survive for 20 years. And like I said before, our dogs come first, second, and third. Their health and happiness is paramount to everything else. And our biggest struggle, of course, is always going to be finances. The more money we have, the more that we are able to do for the dog. 100% of every penny goes straight to them. I know that, you know, there are other big name dog rescue organizations out there that get a lot of money in from private donors. But most of them don't have 100% of every dollar that comes in straight to them. I mean, I can truly say that $25 a month, you know, if you're doing a monthly recurring donation, which is wonderful because we know, you know, what to expect in that month. You're feeding a dog for the whole month. And, you know, we have vet bills. I was talking before about Eastwood, and every dog is vetted. And really, that's our highest expense and the expense that varies the most month to month, because you never know what dog is going to come in when and in what condition. And so the more that we have from the public who's supporting us, the more that we can do for the dogs. And, you know, I think also something that's very special that we do is the Rainbow Bridge Memorial, which is our online tribute to our four-legged loved ones who are no longer with us. It's a special way to memorialize someone who meant the world to you and made you very happy every day of their life. And I don't know a better way to honor a pet than to donate, you know, in their name to help save dogs who are less fortunate, right? Who need, you know, some food and need some vet care and, you know, maybe need some socialization a little bit. And, you know, just whatever the dog needs, we're going to work to give it to them. And so the community resources are really the most important so that we can continue to do our work.
I love that. And you just sparked an idea for me. I'll definitely do that for my parents' dog, Tiger, in memory of him and my parents. I think that would be a wonderful way to remember my family. And I know, my parents were so attached to that dog.
Probably love the dog more than you, Kara.
They really did. I mean, that dog ran their life. And he did this funny thing with his paws. He stood up on his back paws, and he did, like, this thing with his front paws.
Yeah.
What is that?
Some of them do it. It's just they all have their own little quirks. And,
he did this little shaking thing with his front paws, and it told us, I guess, he wanted to go out or he wanted to eat.
Yeah, he was talking to you.
He was. I mean, he was right in on the conversation between my dad butting in and the dog. I didn't get to talk to my mom very much because they were very demanding of her. But I love that idea, and I think that's very important to help sustain you. And what else can we do? You'll shout out the phone number and
absolutely
to help
well,
the bonded
of course,
pairs.
Yes, of course. If you are looking, you know, for
a dog,
for a family member to come join you, all of our adoptable cuties are on our website, which is shihtzurescue.org.
And how do you spell? I think people spell that.
Yes,
right.
Yes, it's shihtzurescue.org. It's I know it's one of those breeds that it's hard to say, yeah. hard to spell, but that's all right.
Yeah, that's all right. That makes them unique and precious. SHIHTZURescue.org.
You got it.
Okay, I'm there. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And you're there. You just started as a volunteer, Miss Stephanie, and now mm-hmm. you're like major board member, helper. You are.
Well, I sort of came in and I said, I can't believe that there's somebody in the world doing this great work. I really couldn't believe it. And I loved what they were doing so much that I said, you know, this is what I want to dedicate my spare time to. You know, being an attorney is no fun. Helping dogs, that's fun. You go home at the end of the day, you feel happy, you know, you're rewarded in a way that, you know, is really hard to put your finger on exactly, you know, what it is. But I would love to get Shih Tzu Rescue into one of those positions where we have so much money that we can build a brand new sanctuary, that we can bring in more dogs and, you know, really make a difference. And not that we're not already, but, you know, really take it to a larger scale. And so I'm hoping that everybody will head on over, will make a donation.
What's the address?
Can mail, if you don't want to go online, you can mail checks over to 4474 Weston Road, number 175. That's in Davie, Florida, 33331. And of course, you know, any donation is so greatly appreciated. The dogs appreciate it. Yeah. The families who get the, you know, who get to take home their little babies, they so appreciate it.
Absolutely.
And we thank you so much for having us.
Yes,
today.
It was a wonderful show. And I feel good that we were able to tell the community about this wonderful shelter and the great work that you're doing. And hopefully you're going to get lots of donations and hits on your website.
I hope so. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Stephanie. Thanks for the work you're doing.
You've been listening to the Forum for Nonprofits, presented as a public service of the Beasley Broadcast Group, hosted by a representative of the Spirit of Giving Network. To volunteer for the Spirit of Giving Network, call 561-385-0144. And tune in again next week for the Forum for Nonprofits. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of the station, its staff, management, or sponsors.